Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. As always, excited to have you here as we answer your listener questions. These shows are always fun because we get all kinds of questions, from resorts to theme parks to just great times of the year to head down to Walt Disney World, including some great questions today. We talk about the best time to ride Flight of Passage over at Animal Kingdom. Is it necessarily at rope drop? Are there lower crowd times to do that? Where to get on the Skyliner? If you're staying at the Riviera, do you go over to Caribbean Beach to get on the Skyliner? Do you catch it at the Riviera? What are the pros and cons of each? And lots more questions on today's show, so we hope you enjoy it. Don't forget, today's show, as always, brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. They're a platinum earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best, and let them prove that to you with their free no obligation services. So drop by themagicforless.com, fill out the quote form. And if you mention the show, you and I are going to be planning a great vacation together. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. During this holiday season, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's one extra click, and it really does help support the show. It's just a great free way to support the podcast. Just bookmark it. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, a huge shout out to our patrons. Again, you guys are carrying the show, and I cannot thank you enough for that. If you'd like some extra content in your week, like Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, it's a mini podcast just for our patrons. Just drop by patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1800 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope you are doing well. Looks like most places in the country this week, we're having a little decent stretch where you might be able to get outside, go on a hike, take a walk, and hopefully you're taking the show right with you wherever you're going. I know a lot of folks probably this time of year raking leaves. We moved about a year ago now, and we got smart. Our old house had all these trees and all these gigantic oak leaves, which was just a battle from like October until early December. I mean, that is what we did every weekend. The new house, one little Charlie Brown tree, doesn't have many leaves. They all blew away in one storm into the neighbor's yard, and we're done. That's the best part about moving. No leaves and no trees above the gutters either. That was a big old mess. So hopefully where you are, you're not chasing leaves, but I bet some folks are. So hang in there. It's almost time to put up the Christmas tree and all that stuff. Christmas lights, man, a couple weeks, you'll probably be hanging those, hanging off gutters and daredevil feats to make your house look awesome. So anyway, nothing to do with Disney, but let's have some fun. This lady just got back from Disney, and we're talking about Ricky from over at themouseforless.com. Welcome home, Ricky. I was tracking you on Find My Friends last night, just verifying you were going to make it back for the show recordings, and I saw you trucking through southern Georgia on Interstate 75, so glad you're back.
You know, it really scares me that you watch me on Find My Friends.
Well, I mean, it's better than a text, right? I mean, it's like, well, you think Ricky's going to, oh, yeah, she's in southern Georgia. She's moving north. Yeah, I don't have to text her. She'll be home by tomorrow.
She's fine. She's good.
You're still moving.
I don't know what to say about that. That might be a little weird.
Is it, though? I mean, it used to be weird because you had to send out, like, the request, right? That was weird when you'd be like, Mike Rallman wants to know where you are 24/7. But I mean, it's the world we live in nowadays. I think it's not such a big deal. It's easier than texting.
I guess it is. It's kind of, I feel kind of like your kid in that regard. Like, you know, you're watching me like you'd be watching like Mallory or Paige or something.
I do that as well. Yes, I do that. Yes.
So, I don't know how I feel about this. So it's kind of weird.
All right. So we are going to talk about your trip on Friday's podcast, all the holiday happenings, all the cupcakes, all the sippers.
Lots of snacks. Yes.
I can't wait. Less than 3 weeks, dude. I'll be eating my way like 48 hours. Just like Cookie Monster.
Yes, correct. Yes.
I'm working out my jaw as we speak. Mandibles. All right. Also joining us, Pam is still down at Walt Disney World having a good time. Actually, she's probably traveling back as we record right now. So we have your friend and mine from the mitten. We don't know if it's the left mitten or the right mitten, but we have hashtag Scotty G. What's up, Scott?
It's the Lowerman is what I would call it here in Michigan.
It's the Lowerman.
Hey, happy to be back. As always, it's a pleasure to be here. Really, truly, and happy to be here. And I can never step up to be as great as Pam Forster, but I'm always happy to be a pitch hitter for her.
She's awesome. And we love having you as well. Michael here in the live chat. We always record live on Mondays around 5:45 Eastern. So hop on in next week. A little, you know, kick off Thanksgiving like 3 days early here in the States. Michael says he saw me in the SEC commercial this past weekend. Big time. That's right. I can wear a Mizzou jersey with a dog and go number one with the best of them. I'm in that commercial for like a quarter of a second. But that will be like my claim to fame when I'm gone. I'll be like, I was in that one SEC commercial that starts off with a rocking chair. And it plays some cool song that I now have on Apple Music. I don't even know who sings it. But anyway, let's hop into the questions. Whitney's got a question from down in Memphis, Tennessee. Hey, quick question for our upcoming trip. This is a good one for Scott, I think, because you were just there. We are staying at Caribbean Beach Resort for one night. Actually, Ricky, too.
Yes.
Before moving to Bay Lake Tower. And we're wondering about the Skyliner to Epcot. It seems like, depending on what building we're staying in at Caribbean Beach, it'd be quicker to walk over to the Riviera and take the Skyliner to Epcot from there rather than walk to Caribbean Beach's station and transfer at Riviera. Is that correct? Are Caribbean Beach guests allowed to walk to the Riviera and use the Skyliner station? Is it a long walk? I'm thinking of requesting a room in Martinique for this reason. Thanks and love the podcast, Whitney. All right, Scott, so I'll ask both of you, but Scott, what would you do, though? They're at Caribbean Beach, and they're trying to get over to Epcot. Where would you hop the Skyliner?
I would still get on Caribbean Beach because you don't have to transfer when you get over to Riviera, so you could just relax and stay on your gondola, then head over to Epcot. If you walk over to Riviera, then you might have to wait for, because not everyone is going to be empty. That's going to Epcot, and they're not going to sit you with another group right now due to COVID. So it could take longer to get on at Riviera. So I would just get on Caribbean personally.
Yeah, I think I would too, because you just got to, we're staying on, going on. Now, my question is, if you get on at Riviera heading to Epcot, they're not all going to be full. You're not in a situation like, I'm trying to think, what would be something akin to that, where you're waiting for like an empty gondola, right? You don't have to wait for that at Riviera, would you? Or no?
Sometimes maybe. I don't think you would run into it right now because, we're not at full capacity or anything. We're not talking like New Year's Eve or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I could see that down the road being an issue if you're waiting to get on Riviera, then you got all these Epcot, all the Caribbean Beach gondolas coming through that are full of people.
Yeah.
They might even just go every fifth one to keep open just for that instance to have someone waiting at Riviera to get on. But I think it would just be easier to get on Caribbean Beach personally.
What about you, Ricky? It's an easy walk. It's not a far walk. It's definitely, considering the walking you're going to be doing at Epcot anyhow. It's a quick walk.
Actually, my suggestion was going to be to go to the Riviera. I actually looked at this walk just a couple days ago. And it, depending on what room you are in, it actually is much quicker to walk to the Riviera than it would be to walk to the Skyliner station at Caribbean Beach. So I would say if you're in that side, I would head over to the Riviera, honestly. So unless you're headed to Hollywood Studios, then I go, over to the Caribbean Beach one. But if you're just heading to Epcot, yeah, take the one at the Riviera. It's just as fine. So yeah, the walk is probably comparable. Let's put it that way.
And, she's only there one night. I was going to say, try it one morning at each, each way. The thing is, you're going to see a bigger line at Caribbean Beach just because there's more guests going that way. And you have the transfers at Caribbean Beach coming from Pop and Art, so
sure,
you are going to have longer lines at Caribbean Beach. But, either way, I don't think it's going to make or break 10 minutes, probably plus or minus.
Right.
All right. Let's get to the next question. It is from Rachel. Hey, Mike, we're heading to the parks in 2 weeks. Woohoo. On our Animal Kingdom Day, when would you say is the best time to hit Avatar, Flight of Passage? I've been trying to watch the trends, and it seems like Rope Drop may not be the best time anymore. If anyone has been there lately and can let us know when the wait times seem to drop the most, that would be great. I have some newbies traveling with me and don't want to miss it. Thanks so much. On another note, I wanted to give a huge thank you to you, Ricky, and Pam, Scott, for making 2020 a great year. What? 2020 was a great year?
What?
Yes, hang on. We got a little email here. Yes, it was for me. I was able to visit Walt Disney World in January with my daughter and sister before everything shut down. Shortly after March, I found the Be Our Guest podcast. I was in all honesty, it was in all honesty, the first podcast I had ever listened to ever. How about that? First, awesome. I mean, no like Reply All or any of those, you know, like NPR podcasts or whatever. Us. And they're still listening to podcasts. That's shocking. I quickly found that your optimism and love of Disney helped me stay positive during those tough times, and my love of Disney grew each day. You might even say I became a little obsessed. Haha. How wonderful it is to immerse myself in Walt Disney World podcasts, magazines, movies, and Instagram accounts in order to escape to a fantasy world of happiness with no politics, no worries, and no coronavirus. When you started to get the bug to visit over the summer, I was right there with you. I had already been chatting with my friend who's a Disney travel agent and had put the bug in my ear and I had put the bug in her ear that I was ready. The problem was taking my husband and grouchy teen or talking my husband and grouchy teen son into going. My teen daughter is always in for Walt Disney World, no matter what. After showing the boys the YouTube videos of the parks and telling them all I had learned from the Be Our Guest podcast community, we booked our trip and went the first week of August. It was an incredible vacation and such a wonderful bonding experience. Even though the four of us were at home together, we didn't seem to be spending much quality time together. I think we can all relate to that. Walt Disney World did the trick and gave us plenty of laughs, smiles, and magic moments, and my love for Disney grew once again. Since our August trip, I've been still tuning in and am even able to catch the live shows once in a while. I absolutely love the tips and tricks you all share, and it always fills my heart to listen. I found a minimum of 10 other Disney-related podcasts that I follow, but BOG is the only one I listen to consistently and look forward to every time a new one is recorded. There's a lot of great other Disney podcasts, so you know, listen to them. But I do. That's what I listen to every morning when I'm running. But yeah, we appreciate that. Each day, I drive to Rinalda House and Gardens, which is a beautiful venue near my home in North Carolina, and I walk the wooded trails while listening. God, sounds good. I'm sad when I'm all caught up on the latest Be Our Guest episodes and then need to listen to one or of my other not so favorite ones. You guys truly know your stuff and always up to date on what is happening. You are appreciated so much. She has a couple other paragraphs here. A couple of months ago, one of my girlfriends from high school said we needed to plan our annual girls trip this fall and mentioned that even with COVID, we should be able to find a safe destination. Take a wild guess where we're headed. Yep. Walt Disney World in 2 weeks, which is related to my question above. When my family traveled in August, I knew more about the current status at Walt Disney World than my travel agent did, thanks to the Be Our Guest podcast. I could solve that for you, but that's another thing. So this time I contacted the Magic for Less and I'm excited to be working with Jocelyn. There we go. Jocelyn's taking care of it. Nice. I've been to Walt Disney World many times in my life, but I always use a specialist who knows the most up-to-date info and can give that sense of security in booking a trip. I'm so excited to show my friends why I love Walt Disney World so much. Two of them have never been there before. I've tweaked our ADRs and I hear of new favorites from your crew and put together the best plan of attack for getting to and from the parks thanks to the Be Our Guest podcast community. And I've left plenty of space for downtime to just relax and enjoy all the details in the parks that your team has shared with us. And she just continues with a little thank you. So I really appreciate that, Rachel. That's really, really awesome. Jocelyn will definitely take great care of you. Enjoy the other podcasts. We do not mind. We're not like, you got to listen to us and nobody else, because I've listened to two other Disney podcasts just this morning, and I enjoyed them thoroughly. But, what was the question? Oh, question was about Flight of Passage.
Avatar.
That's right. So, Scott, you were just there, and Ricky, you were just there, so give your feedback. I mean, is it a rope drop thing? I guess if you're ahead of the crowd, like if you're at the very front, I would do Flight of Passage. But if you're not, maybe not.
What I like to do, and this has just been my strategy lately because I've been working when I'm at Walt Disney World, like taking half days and then going to the park for the second half. Like I know it's a big dip in the crowds once you get to closing time, especially at Animal Kingdom. I've really been seeing that. So I would say I would shoot for end of day to do Flight of Passage. I think just everyone's kind of tired from being there for the day. Maybe take a break yourself if you're planning to be there at first thing in the morning. But I really would suggest the end of day. And I just want to say that was an awesome email that you shared about the podcast. That was really great to hear. And Jocelyn is definitely going to take care of your travels.
Absolutely. So end of day, you know, and I hear that too, that a lot of people, especially Animal Kingdom, kind of bail out before the park closes. Ricky, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing, to be honest, because everybody is going to Animal Kingdom first thing.
Yep.
You know, just like they used to do back in the day. When I was there this week, the park opened at 7 in the morning. Really? So I, you know, everybody was hitting the park early because of that. So with such an early opening time, you know, by the time the park closes at, I mean, it closes early too. So it closes at like 7, but you know, by the time you hit that last hour, hour and a half or so, people are done. They are cutting out and going, grabbing dinner, you know, that kind of stuff. So I would absolutely maybe consider waiting and doing Flight of Passage at the very end of the day.
All right, sounds good. Let's hop into the live chat questions here. And Jamie says, how early before park opening would you line up for the Skyliner at Pop Century for rope drop? So I think it depends. And I think it's going to be better now that it was before this Rise of the Resistance boarding group system got reworked. I mean, if you want to be there, again, it's just how early do you want to be at the park? I like to get there, you know, I'm an early bird. Like, again, my philosophy is if you're 5 minutes, I'd rather be an hour early than 5 minutes late. That's just how I was brought up. That's how I do things. How early before park opening would you line up for the Skyliner at Pop for rope drop? If you want to be in the park for rope drop or be ahead of the crowds, I would go 60 to 90 minutes before the Skyliner opens. But I mean, that's a sacrifice because you're wasting 60 or 90 minutes of the morning. I mean, that's 60 or 90 minutes you either can't run in the morning or sleep. Ricky probably sleep. I don't know. You know, maybe get a mobile order breakfast and eat it in line, you know, while you're sitting out if it's a nice day. But I mean, if it's raining, who wants to do that? You know, if the weather's not great, if it's chilly. I don't know. What would you say, Scott? I mean, I'm being kind of probably over aggressive on how early to get there.
I would still say 60 minutes, but I'm very curious to see what's going to happen with the new boarding pass structure. Like, if you're, you know, you're trying to get in at 7 a.m. and then you already got your boarding pass, maybe you don't want a rope drop. That could eliminate a lot of people being there super early for the Skyliner. I would still go 60 minutes, though, to be on the safe side for
but
sure.
I mean, if you want it. I hear what you're saying, though, but I mean, what about Mickey and Minnie's and then Toy Story Land? Because I mean, I still want to be rope dropping every park that I can. But I mean, I think that's just like the last decade of Walt Disney World in my blood, right? You gotta, you want to be ahead of the crowd. And I think, I mean, we saw this past weekend, Mickey and Minnie's was like 90 minutes. I don't want that.
And I agree, but I think most people want to get there for the boarding group, which now that you can do it, you know, I say remotely, where you don't have to be in the theme park, that's not going to eliminate 100% of the people by any means, but it might reduce some of the capacity in that line at Pop Century.
Ricky, you were just there this past weekend. What do you think? You were at the studios too.
I was. However, I definitely didn't get there for rope drop. Nope. I didn't make any park for rope drop. So, I mean, if you really want to make sure, I guess, yeah, that 60-minute window is probably the best to line up. But
and what's funny is that once you're on that Skyliner, you're over there in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You do have to transfer, though. Remember, if you're at Pop Century, you got to transfer at Caribbean Beach, so you got to get out of line and get back in.
Yeah, that's true. But still, it's super quick to get over there.
Let me ask you this. I saw people discussing this. Ricky, this is a good question for you because this applied to you. I saw somebody talking about this in the Discord server earlier today with this question. And they were asking if anybody had tried to get a boarding group for Rise of the Resistance while not staying on property, but being down in Central Florida and the success rate on that. Now, the guests that I've had travel that have been on site, everybody has gotten a boarding group from their hotel. Everybody that I've talked to has gotten one. Now, were you in a hotel?
I was.
Okay, you were on site. Okay, I forgot because I thought maybe you were off site.
Nope. I was in Caribbean Beach at the time, so, and I still didn't get it. So, and as far as like being off site, I think that as long as you really have the reservation, you have the ability to potentially get a boarding pass. So I think that that's kind of what they mean by you have to be close. I mean, you're probably going to be close by if you have a reservation. So I think that's kind of what they're opening it up to, is anybody with a reservation for that day has the ability. As far as my luck, yeah, nope, didn't get a boarding pass either time.
You don't have as many Metachlorians as I do.
No, the app hates me. Absolutely. I cannot get the app to work for me every time. So I get to the join button. I push the join button. I get to choosing everybody in my party. I've chosen multiple people in my party. I've tried just me and my party. And every time I get to the, like, the end submit button to, you know, submit my party and get the reservation, I get an error at the bottom of the screen that says, you know, there's been an error, you can't, you know, you can't do it. So, I don't know why. I've tried multiple times, multiple places, and I still can't get it. And then I tried again at the 2 o'clock drop this last time, and it didn't even open up for me. So, and I was on it at two. So, I have zero luck with it. I'm super frustrated about the system. I absolutely cannot stand it. I really wish they would go standby and just let me choose if I would like to stand in line or not. Because for some reason I cannot get a boarding pass. So, I have a lot of issues with the boarding pass process. So.
I'm just curious what the geofence is, like that's what I want to know. Of course, Disney's never going to tell this, but I mean, if you're in, they're making it obviously that say you're staying on Hotel Plaza Boulevard, like a Disney Springs hotel, or even if you're a local, and you have a theme park reservation and ticket media, you should be able to get it from your house. But I wonder, how far? And there, I'm just curious on the tech side of things. Scott, how far out do you think that goes? Like, if you just had to guess, is it maybe 30 miles from the studios or?
Yeah, what? I was gonna say 25 to 50 miles. I mean, I know it's still kind of a big radius. What would be sweet is if you were flying from Detroit and had a Hollywood studio reservation,
totally, because you're
early
flying,
flight,
yeah,
I just book it and then ride it later that night.
You should have the ability to do that. That would be
I kind of want to test it. I kind of want to test it for when I come down.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, literally anywhere in the country, you're literally within striking distance of 7 a.m. of getting on the ride, say, by noon. I mean, or even if you got a, I guess the problem would be if you hit the jackpot and you get a boarding group three. You know what I'm saying? And you're in Detroit, you're just out of luck. You're not getting there.
Yeah.
I might have to experiment this for the podcast because I'm on the 27th.
We'll try that. Yeah.
So I think I'm going to change that to a Hollywood Studios day if it's available still. It might not because that's Thanksgiving week.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
But then I would love to because I have an early flight. Just book it from Detroit and see what I get.
I just want to put it out there so that people don't put all their hopes on get. I know that it's been better since they have done this and since they've kind of opened up capacity a little bit on the attraction due to having the shields that are now on blocking the rows so that the rows are separated. But I just want to put out there, don't count all your chickens on getting to ride the attraction. If you get to ride it, then that's great if you manage to get the boarding group. But I just don't want people to go in and then, like me, have issues where you wouldn't even know that you were going to have an issue until you're in the moment and then be disappointed of, I can't ride, So I just want people to know, there are still issues that pop up. They keep popping up to me every single time. And so I just want people to be aware that don't bank on getting to ride it. If you do get to ride it, it's a nice bonus.
And don't say negative things about Kylo Ren like Ricky does.
They know why I'm not doing it.
It zapped her device so that she can't log in. Exactly.
She gave side eye to Baby Yoda, and that was all over.
Yes, and that's over. Dude, yes.
That's it. That's the easiest way to never get a boarding group.
Exactly.
Ashley says she was able to get one from offsite. She's about 25 miles from the studios. So
where's that radius we were talking about?
Well, I mean, I want to hear, I want to hear Detroit's in the radius now in St. Louis. Now I'm really, because I thought it'd be 30 miles, but you're right. I mean, by a plane, literally, 90% of the country could be within striking distance. Okay. Kara's got a follow-up question. Here we go. For the boarding groups, does it have to be people under your Disney account or can it be people from your friends and family list? My parents and I are on separate Disney accounts, but we are both on each other's friends and family list. So, right. If you're on friends and family, you're good to go. Correct? Yep. They changed that. It's automatic now, right?
Yep, 100%. Yep.
Cool. Okay. And actually, kind of following up with that, I promise we're not going to make this all about Rise. So Beverly's asking, with the new Rise of the Resistance boarding group works, is the studio still opening the gates and having other rides going quite a bit before the posted opening times? It is, right? I mean, they're still letting folks in quite a bit early, I think. Quite a bit, I would say 30 minutes before posted time.
I didn't get there early. The park did open, though, earlier than I thought it was going to, though, because I thought that it had a 10 o'clock opening when I was there, but it really had a 9 o'clock opening. So I think what they did is they may have bumped up the time that they open. Earlier.
I would say that they would too, Mike, just because of like COVID and social distancing. Yeah. You don't want to have you don't want a big bottleneck waiting to get into the park. They want to get people in and spread out instead of waiting at the gates. So I would say that they're still doing that.
I think that's probably true too.
Right. So, yeah. I would say get there early and you'll probably have good luck. I mean, at least you're in front of the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Even if they don't let you in right when you get there.
Yeah. When I know this is before they changed the boarding pass group, but the last time I was there in Rope Drop, we rode Toy Story Mania 3 times before the park even opened. Yeah. We just kept doing it over and over. It was awesome.
God, that's awesome. All right, here's a good question. Scott, this one will be good for you because you're in the situation. Celia's asking in the live chat, simply, Animal Kingdom Lodge Studio or Wilderness Lodge Copper Creek Studio for November or December?
Man, I am in that exact scenario. I was gonna say,
that's where you are.
So I am at Animal Kingdom Lodge, but I'm going to actually choose Wilderness Lodge as the answer because there's no dining going on at Animal Kingdom Lodge at Jumbo right now. Like, the Mara's not open, Boma's not open, Jico's not open. The pool is open at least, but that's about it.
Sanaa's open.
If you wanted some dining, you'd have to go over to Sanaa, which is great. But that can be a little bit of a hassle. Where at Wilderness Lodge, you still have the counter services open.
Whispering Canyon is open, by the way.
Whispering Canyon is open. You have Geyser Point is open. Like, you're going to have a lot more options to do at the resort. So I would actually go with Wilderness Lodge. But both are the right answer.
Well, plus, I mean, okay, you were talking about how you're excited to be at Animal Kingdom Lodge at Christmas because it has that dark vibe and it's got a really cool, it has a very unique Christmas vibe over at Animal Kingdom Lodge. But I mean, let's face it, November, December, Wilderness Lodge, I mean, come on. You got the, I mean, but Wilderness Lodge is more Christmassy, like in a traditional sense, than an Animal Kingdom Lodge, right? I mean, the big tree and stuff. I don't know. That's me. But either one is awesome. So
awesome. I think just due to the limited things that you can do at Animal Kingdom Lodge, the no-brainer answer for me is Wilderness.
All right. And Jennifer reiterates she likes Pam's suggestion of having breakfast at Ale and Compass or around there and then walking over for Rope Drop. That's a great call. Yes. I mean, you get some food in your belly, good breakfast, then just walk over. Because, again, I think a lot of people don't understand. Like, and I've come to like this over the last 5 years or so. Walking is not ideal, right? We'd rather ride a boat. We'd rather ride a bus. We'd rather, you know, have something take us from point A to point B. However, the point of walking, like if you're at a boardwalk, you know, resort or an Epcot Air resort, you control everything when you walk. You know when you're going to get there. There's no delays. There's not like a, you know, you missed the sneaker, you know, like you missed a bus or something, or the boat just took off. Like, as long as you know where your sneakers are, you're good to go. And you have the ultimate control. And it's a nice walk in the morning, too. It's not hot.
Yeah. I actually booked a boardwalk breakfast the last time I went to the studios in the morning. And we just walked over.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay. Kara's got a question. She's also down in Tennessee. Says, hey, BOGP podcast family. Our next trip is Thanksgiving 2020. 15 days to go. Actually, less than that now. 10. We have an ADR for breakfast at Kona Cafe, and we're staying at Pop Century. Are the buses running to the Magic Kingdom stopping at the TTC or dropping people off at the Magic Kingdom? Our plan is to take a bus from the Magic Kingdom from Pop the morning of our ADR and walk to the Polynesian from Pop. Walk to the Polynesian and all coming from Pop. So basically,
from the TTC or Magic Kingdom is basically they're trying to ask, like, where they're going to walk from.
Right. So you're going to walk from the Magic Kingdom. You're correct. Not going to walk. I mean, is the walkway's not open yet? Is it that one?
No.
The connector?
It's close. You'll want to get on the monorail at that point. You'll want to get on the monorail.
Are the boats running? No.
You can take the big ferry boat back to the TTC.
No, oh, yes. Yeah, you can take the ferry over to the TTC and walk.
That's true. I think that the boat...
I don't think the little boats are running.
I don't believe the boat is working for the Polynesian.
No, it has to be because... Wait. Something has to be running because the monorail is not running the Polynesian right now. So you can't take the monorail to the Polynesian. So you would have to be able to take a boat, or I bet they have a bus.
There's probably a bus running then.
It's a bus. I mean, things could have changed since I was last there because they changed with the monorail. But, like, there was no boats for Polynesian. It was only for the Grand Floridian.
You'll already be at the bus station anyway. So just see if there's a bus available. I would take the bus because you're already there if you're taking the bus from Pop.
Right.
Yeah.
But the most important question is, what do you get at Kona Cafe for breakfast?
Yeah, that's the hard part.
I mean, so
pancakes.
Well, see, I can't get the banana ones because I'm allergic to bananas.
They're not banana.
You're talking about the Tonga toast.
The Tonga toast. Yeah, I can't get that. Everybody talks
the
about
macadamia
that.
Pancakes are the right answer. Correct. It used to be the Big Kahuna.
Yeah,
that was
you're
the
right.
Thing.
The Big Kahuna was. That was the jam back in the day. Oh, I missed that.
The macadamia pancakes.
Oh, I got to say, okay, so we probably just opened up the path from the Grand Floridian to the Magic Kingdom because when we record stuff and say it doesn't happen, we took that to the next level last week, right? This happens to us all the time. So did you guys pay attention to what happened last week? So last Friday, the three of us get together and we do a mobile photography podcast, right?
Yes.
We give tips, you know, and all these great tips and things. You know, they're not groundbreaking, but they're just things to think about on your next trip. And one of our big tips, I mean, this is big. We're like, use Google Photos, unlimited storage for free, forever. As soon as we record the show, Google Photos is charging us again. I'm like, are you kidding me? Google's after us now. I mean, we make things happen.
Yes.
I saw that too, and my jaw just dropped. That was unbelievable.
Like, I was the same way. I'm like, you are kidding me. Like,
so what news do we want to know? Like,
yeah, I know. Seriously, what do you want to happen? Exactly. Throw it in the chat. What do you want to happen? We can make it happen.
We'll answer it.
All right. Next question is from Katie. She's a kindergarten teacher in, well, looks like her school logo is a little cardinal there. I don't know where she's from. She didn't say, but that's pretty cool. Kindergarten teacher. And I just got to say, I've said this ever since I went into education. I taught for 17 years, sixth grade. Kindergarten teachers should be paid twice as much as any of the other elementary teachers, because when I was walking my sixth graders down the hall and I saw a kindergarten class coming at us the other way, I'd be like, turn, go. We're not going towards music anymore, Mr. Rahman. Exactly. We just want to stay away from the kindergartners because they all have their fingers up their nose. They're all like, you know, they don't know which way. They're crashing into each other. I'm like, just turn. We'll just go the long way, because kindergartners are crazy. I don't know how kindergarten teachers do it. I don't know how you would do it in today's day either on Zoom. That's an impossibility. So thank you, Katie. You're a miracle worker. Let's see. I have a question for the podcast. I love to hear everyone's opinions. First, thanks for your awesome podcast. I'm a kindergarten teacher, and you are my go-to podcast as I clean and prep for my students each day after school.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine the cleaning. Oh, my gosh. COVID's probably not even anything in your world. You're probably always, like, suited up in the hazmat suit. I can't even imagine, like, kindergartners. They're just... their fingers are everywhere and stuff. Oh, okay. Caribbean Beach or Grand Estino Tower for August 2021. Family of four, two boys, 16 and 14. We've stayed at Caribbean Beach before, the Skyliner. So we'd love to check the Skyliner options, but are also interested in trying somewhere new and have heard great things about the tower. Thanks, Katie. All right, there's three of us. We got to vote. Two teenage boys, family of four, August, so heat of the summer. Caribbean Beach, got the Skyliner, Coronado Springs, got the tower. Oof. I got to think about this one. This is good. This is a tough
one. I got my answer, though.
All right, go for it.
Caribbean Beach. I love the Skyliner. And I think that pool is a little underrated at Caribbean Beach. And I think two boys will have a blast at that pool. You know, it's kind of got this cool vibe to it. It's very, I mean, boy, girl, whatever, like, you know, 40-year-old guy like me, like, I just love that pool. It doesn't matter who you are, but I really like the Caribbean Beach pool. I think it's a little underrated. I do like the dig site, though, at Coronado, but I'm going to go with Caribbean Beach.
Ricky, what do you do?
I was thinking about Caribbean Beach as well. I think it's just got, with the Skyliner, just the ease of getting to Epcot and Hollywood Studios is just a game changer. So I know they stayed there before, but I really... I think it's going to add a lot more to their vacation to have the Skyliner there.
Okay. Here's my initial thoughts of this. Okay. So are you trying to make the two boys happy, or are you trying to make the two parents happy who are paying for the vacation? The parents are going to enjoy Coronado Springs more. I believe, I mean, even though you don't have the Skyliner, that tower is, it's like being in a deluxe hotel. It's awesome. Lots of options, lots of better, you know, I think better dining. I think the dig site pool is equivalent to the Caribbean Beach pool. I think they're exactly like on par of each other, just different themes. But the boys would definitely like the Caribbean Beach better, I think. And you got the Skyliner. Skyliner's fun. Skyliner's a ride. I mean, it really is. It's truly a ride to get you to the ride. So Katie, didn't help you much there, but good luck with kindergartners. Again, have your principal listen, because you deserve a raise. And there it is. Oh, John in the live chat's mentioning they do have limited boats running to the Polynesian
now. That's what I saw. Yeah.
Thanks for that feedback. All right. Sean has a question. Hello, BMGP crew. I have a quick question for you. One, has Walt Disney World started offering tours again? For example, Keys to the Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Not yet.
No.
Let's hope. Number two, any update on when APs will be available to purchase?
No. Sorry.
I did hear that if you go to downtown Orlando and turn right at the third stoplight when it's yellow. No, just kidding. You probably don't want an AP there. And he finally says, we recently became DVC members. I love the service the team at the Magic for Less Travel provides. As DVC members, how can I still utilize the Magic for Less Travel during our trips? Thanks for all you do. Sean is up in the mitten. He's a mitten DVC too. You guys are like brothers.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm saying. So obviously we can't book DVC for guests because that's all through member services and so forth like that. But Scott's also DVC, and I help Scott with his trips because here's what I've learned about my DVC friends. I have lots of DVC friends because of this podcast because, you know, you guys are the big Disney fans, right? You are in at the highest level. I've always said that. But for some reason, DVC people never tend to have enough points, and that's where I could really help you out. So, Scott, any other thoughts because you're DVC too?
Yep, I was raising my hand even though this is a audio show. But that was the exact answer. I support my friends over at the Magic with Less still because I run out of points all the time.
And we love that you run out of points as travel agents. That's awesome. All right. Let's see. We've got another question from Ashley in the inbox, listener question, Star Wars Race Weekend. Hey, Mike, what can you tell me about Star Wars Race Weekend? We have a trip booked April 10 through 18. And I just realized Star Wars Race Weekend is April 16th to the 18th. Crossing our fingers, audio
right,
podcast.
Exactly. Yeah.
The only race still available to sign up for is the Run Disney Kessel Run Challenge with the Rival Run Half on the 18th, plus a virtual half. I've never done an in-person race before, but I feel like this might be a sign since we already have a trip booked around the same time. Number one, do you know how the virtual half works? Is that run on your own the same weekend or ahead of time? I don't see much information on the Run Disney site for that part. Number two, is running a half at the end of an 8-day trip a bad idea? Better to extend the trip or push back a week and start with the race? Thanks for all the help. Love listening to BOGP on my morning runs, Ashley. All right. And so for the record, this came in a few days ago, and Ashley, we're talking today. She did get into the 10K race. It was sold out, but she's doing it as a fundraiser for Give Kids a World, which.
Awesome.
I love
that. I've done that before. Emily's done that, actually.
Yes.
10K for Give Kids the World. That's awesome.
It is. That makes me super happy. So thank you for doing that, Ashley. Okay. Scott, talk to Ashley real quick about how a virtual half works when it comes to Run Disney virtual. Because, I mean, everything's virtual at this point so far this
year. Yeah. So it's basically just kind of an honor system that you're just going to go out. You're just going to go out and do the run. For Star Wars, like, they do kind of have dates. I believe it actually starts at the first of the year for the Kessel Run. And the reason they do it the virtual now is because the Anaheim races have been canceled for quite a few years now. So it used to be you had to run the Disneyland Star Wars race and the Florida Star Wars race, and that would be the Kessel Run. But now they turned it to a virtual. So basically, yeah, it's just going out, running a 13.1 in your neighborhood or wherever you want to go, really. You don't have to submit any proof to Disney that you did it. They'll either just mail you the medal, or if you're actually doing like the Star Wars race, you would pick it up at the expo. I'm signed up for that too. Mike was with me when I registered for Star Wars. It was a crazy morning where we tried to get to the Skyliner on time.
And
we
got
to Hollywood Studios at 9:59 and 58 seconds.
I forgot you were doing that at the same time.
And so I was trying to get a boarding pass and register for the Star Wars race at the same time. It was a mess. And we did both. We got both.
You should get a medal for just that right there. I mean, just for that morning.
And to our other question though, Mike, and I know you can comment on this as well. I've done both. So I've done a Princess Weekend where I went down Thursday and then I went down on a Friday, and then I did the 10K and a half the next day for Princess, and then was there for the next week. That was really awesome. And then I've gone where I went down a week before and then did like the two races at the end of the week. I personally preferred doing it first to get it out of the way. It was really nice. My legs were fresh. Like, I was well rested. It was just nice to get that out of the way. Then you can just wear your bling all week long and show it off and just relax. Where the other way around, like, you kind of stress out a little bit more, like, oh man, am I going to sleep in the night of that race? Like, you got all these things that you're thinking about. So I do prefer to do it at the front end.
And that's kind of one of the exciting things too, is like, if you do it at the beginning of your trip, you do get to wear the bling, like the rest of the
and
the
all the stuff you buy at the expo. You can't disregard that. You have all the new, you know, shirts and jackets.
Right. And but like, there's something really awesome about wearing your bling in the parks. Like, I will fully admit that. So Yeah.
I will say if she's a runner, though, don't go. Here's the thing. Here's my best advice, and I'm not trying to be negative, but don't go changing your trip dates. I'd wait and just see what happens by, like, January and February and see, like, the status of the race. Because right now I give it 50-50 best odds. I mean, I'm trying to just be honest. I mean, I hope it happens.
Yeah, I didn't even want to touch that mic.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't go change. Like, I wouldn't change your vacation dates yet.
At this point, let's be perfectly honest. It's us, so it's canceled at this point.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, the thing is, like, I mean, I just stay with your dates because those are the dates you picked, and you're happy with that for your vacation. And then just kind of wait it out, because the thing is, you'll be able to probably shake them up a little if you want to down the line. And let's hope it happens. I mean, you know, we're getting good news with vaccine studies and stuff. I mean, it's going to take a while, but at least, you know, there's like a little pin light at the end of a tunnel at this point.
Sir.
I mean, it's not very big, but I mean, you know, this is the time I want that, you know, pin light to turn into a train that smokes me. Like, hey, boom, there's the good news for once. You know, it's always the other way around. Okay, last question of the day from our live chat from Katie. Is there a socially distant Anna meet and greet at Epcot? I saw one online, but wondered if it's actually a thing. Or was it just a random person dressed like Anna that people were... No, you're not allowed to do that at Epcot. You can do it... No, you can't even do it at the Kingdom anymore. You could have for Halloween. Ricky, can you do social... Where is Anna?
Did I see something? I know that they have the, like, the caravans and... Anna and Elsa come by, you know, they walk past you. Well, Elsa, I think, walks and Anna rides in the carriage. So, hey, she's queen. So, you know, whatever. So I have seen that. And I know, like, obviously you can take selfies that way. I don't remember. Something tells me that I might have seen something online this past weekend. Obviously, I wasn't on social media a lot this weekend because, you know, I was in the parks myself.
That's your job, like, to be on
social
media.
You know, like, I wasn't reading the social media this weekend. I was on it, but, like, I wasn't reading it a lot. So.
What are you doing?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, enjoying the parks. What? Yeah.
So, Tammy's saying she saw something about a socially distant meet and greet, too. Scott, because you were going to jump in. Did anybody see that?
I was going to give the same answer as Ricky did. Like, someone maybe just taking a selfie as the cavalcade went by. That was the only thing I could come up with.
I think I saw it. I'm trying to rack my brain, and I thought maybe I saw one in Norway in front of the area where the Royal Summer House was. So...
It wouldn't surprise me because they're putting, like, you know, characters up on stages and stuff, and that's
and it
a
was
great
on a stage.
Yeah, I mean, so like Buzz Lightyear in Tomorrowland.
I'm making it up. I think I did see that as well. So, it's possible. Let's put it this way: it's possible there could be the ability to see.
It's easy to do. It's super. And the thing is, too, with the cavalcades, what I've noticed is that the characters are very accommodating to, like, pause so you can get a socially distant selfie. I mean, that's the point. You know, they're not just, like, flying by. You know, if they see that you're trying to line them up, they'll tend to kind of look your way and give you a little smile. So,
yes.
Good deal. All right, well, let's close this one out. And if you have more questions, we'd love to answer those next Wednesday as we continue on through 1800 shows. Just send those to Mike at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Put listener question in the header, and we'll put that right here in the queue. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. They've been with us since the beginning. And let us do all these amazing shows. We'd love to help you plan the next vacation, whether it's for the holiday season here in 2020. I mean, Ricky's going to talk about it on Friday. There's great snacks. There's great decorations. There's background loops. There's Christmas trees. I mean, the Grand Floridian looks beautiful from what I've seen. I can't wait to get down there in a few weeks. I'm not staying there, but just check it out as I pass through. I know, Ricky, you are, so whatever. But I'll be at Caribbean Beach, so I'll be, you know, steel drums. I'm a steel drum guy, so that'll be fun. So if you want to get down there and have a good time here in the remainder of 2020, I mean, what better way to close out 2020, right? To say, well, this year's been a bummer, but we got to go to Walt Disney World during the holidays. That's pretty awesome. We got a cool Christmas card picture. Or 2021, there's some amazing deals out there from January to April. So just drop by themagicforless.com, see all the great specials, see all the resort guides and so forth, and fill out that quote form. No obligation at all. Just get you some numbers, some availability, stuff like that. And just see if a trip's possible. Remember, I have guests right now. I'm working with a lot of guests putting, well, Santa's helping them put a vacation under the tree. I'm just saying, I'm doing that a lot. And dude, I mean, okay, so 2020 has been a bummer, but I mean, if you get a vacation under the tree, bam, 2020 wasn't so bad. I'm just saying. So, and you could look forward to better times.
Hey, this, Mike has an end to Santa. I'm just saying.
I do. I mean, the big man, you know.
And, He's got an end to the big man.
We talk about our favorite cookies all the time.
Absolutely.
We both 100%. Like cookies. It's kind of a triumvirate. Like, it's Santa, Mike, and the Cookie Monster. Like,
exactly.
We have a group text going on all the time.
I like it. Yes.
So, and just saying. Okay, so check them out at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link. We do that holiday shopping or let us help us out, and it's a free way to support the show. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And, of course, thank you to our patrons. Hope you enjoyed the grocery store stories on Mike in the Midwest this past Thursday. I had some stories, and this Thursday, I'm not even sure what we're going to talk about, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Check it out, patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast, and of course, YouTube.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give Scott a follow at Epscott and give Ricky a follow at Ricky Nibs, and get lots of content in your week. We have a good time. All right, we're going to be back again on Friday. Ricky's going to talk about her awesome weekend down at Walt Disney World. First question I'm going to have is, how was that cupcake? Can't wait. I saw the picture. I got hungry.
I have an answer.
I know. And the second question will be, how many things do you still have in your purse? And we'll find out on Friday.
I have an answer for that as well.
Exactly. Just got to keep people hanging on, because we could do like an over-under kind of thing as to how many snacks are still in your purse. And it'll be a good bet. All right. We're going to get out of here. Stay safe. Stay healthy. For Scott and Ricky, I'm Mike. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.